Congress offered Missouri $133 million to extend unemployment benefits to residents who lost jobs because of family illness, domestic violence, or dislocation of a spouse. Unemployed workers in training programs would see benefits extend from 26 weeks to 52. The money came with a catch. To get the extra money, for the next 2 years, the state would have to make the expansions permanent. Missouri lawmakers sought a compromise and made the expansion temporary. The Federal Labor Department rejected the compromise.
It's really not a surprise, but it's a continuation of an errant policy.
Missouri Chamber of Commerce President Dan Meehan says everyone knew the risk, that the federal government would likely reject the proposal. But Meehan insists the state didn't have a choice. The businesses couldn't accept temporary funding in exchange for costly permanent changes. Businesses pay into the unemployment compensation fund. The state labor department estimated the changes would have cost anywhere from $28 to $94 million a year. With federal disapproval, where does this leave Missouri?
Exactly where we are. The UI trust fund is in the red. We're going to have to borrow to pay claims, and we're going to have to probably have a significant legislative solution to fix it for the future.
Meehan says the legislature will have to address the issue next year, and any solutions will come at a cost. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.